What's going on, my guys? Welcome to my universe. While this voice is going into your ear holes, and then that sound is going into your brain, and somehow you guys are understanding the mouth noises I'm making, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for clicking on this podcast to listen to. I'm actually going to start this one by reading a page of this new book I'm reading. One of the best books I've ever read. It's Jocko Willink's Discipline Equals Freedom Field Manual. He's I believe an ex-Navy SEAL, but the book is just, it's incredible. If you need motivation, like a little kick in the ass, the best book for that, seriously. I just opened to a random page because they're all good. This one is When and Where to Start. Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now. You initiate action, you go. Here's the reality. The idea isn't going to exercise itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. Stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it here and now. That's just one random page from this book. It is filled with shit like that. At the end, there's a couple workouts that he recommends. You know how the back of it usually is filled with fucking Josh Weinstein or fucking what the fuck? What's another like book reviewer's name? Michelle Peterson. That's a fucking book reader or reviewer's name. But it doesn't have any of that. It just says there's no shortcut. There is no hack. There is only one way, so get after it. It's, I mean, very, very easy read. There's, I mean, I don't know, maybe, let me see, probably like 200 pages. Yeah, there's exactly 200 pages. Holy shit. But, yeah, if another thing too, check out Jocko Willink's podcast. It's pretty hardcore, but I think most, like, I know a lot of people, if you like my podcast, you'd probably like his. If you listen to like Joe Rogan and them, you'd probably like it. So I was at the gym today. Actually, fuck it. We'll start with, instead of a fucked up Instagram post of the week, we're going to have the most fucked up Facebook post of the week. All right. So this girl posted, it's like a cartoon drawing of a sex position, and then it was like a side-by-side picture of her pregnant. And the caption says, "This got me pregnant both times." What? "This got me pregnant both times." It's a cartoon picture of, like, the girl with her legs in the air and the dude's just, you know, doing his thing. But the caption, "This got me pregnant both times." Hey, just a little piece of advice. 100% don't post that, please. Don't post that. You know? Like, I don't even have a comparison for that. Like, what do you even compare that to? I'm usually okay with comparing things. I have nothing on this. "That got me pregnant both times." Don't do that, girl. Okay? That's like a guy, that's like a guy, like, posted a picture of, like, a sex thing or something. And then, like, him with his kids on the couch, like, "That's how I got these." Dude, What? It's so bizarre that the girl would post that. And like, I kind of feel bad for her because obviously something's going on if she's posting things like that. Like for it's obviously, I mean, for attention, I would think. I don't know. And then people are gonna be like, dude, she can post whatever she wants. And you can't say that about her because she's a woman and you're a white man. Hey, I got it. Okay? I got it that. You know those dudes too, by the way? I always say this, but those dudes that are like, she's a woman and she deserves respect. Those dudes are just trying to like get some pussy. You know what I mean? And that's just the truth. Oh, man, by the way, so someone I'm very close to posted something about that L. Franklin dude. I don't know politics at all. I see shit, I think it's funny, and I respond. That's what I do. My idea, like what I think are more liberal than what a conservative or whatever, but I'm not like that far left, like extremist. I'm not the liberal extremist. You know what I'm talking about? Those people that like if you like make a joke, they get so offended. Hiss offended. Don't do that either. Don't get offended when I'm joking. If you know me, you know I'm joking. I might be an asshole about it, but it's a joke at the end of the day. So you either laugh or you don't laugh. But you don't accuse me of being full of hate or like not understanding because like I called somebody out on some bullshit. And this is what happened. She posted something about that guy and then said, now our president needs to step down because of his actions, like sexual assault, aka Trump, aka grab her by the pussy. And my response was, I'm not a Trump fan, okay? So this is me establishing that I'm already on your side. But when Trump said grab her by the pussy, he was talking to another dude that he thought they were off camera and he was telling a joke. He thought he was being funny. Was it in poor taste? Probably, but he was telling a joke that he thought was funny and not being recorded. So that's two guys talking. And guys, you know me. If you don't know me, okay? Whatever. Okay, never mind. Forget that. Guys, like males, you know this. This is 100% true. If every thing you ever said to your buddies was recorded, you'd be hated by most of the world, probably, right? And dude, the fucking liberal, the far left people attacked me. They formed a little militia and were just bang 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 bang, ga-goon, 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 just taking me out like. And then there was like feminazis and too, like, oh man, there look, I'm cool. You girls, by the way, you want equal rights? I'm all for that. But guys aren't, if I'm making a joke, I'm not attacking you. So she posts that and then somebody says he wasn't joking. I was like, okay, that's how this is gonna go. Whatever. Then okay, so the one girl, this was the best one. I actually didn't even read her comment because this was the first line. Men of character do not talk to other men that way. Newsflash, honey? They do. Okay. You really think that guys don't say absurd shit to other guys? Because guess what? We do. Every one of us. Dude, you guys know me because of the podcast. So you guys know that I joke a lot and I'm pretty open. I mean, I don't really hold anything back on the podcast. I really don't. Dude, if you could record every guy's conversation with other guys, I guarantee you that if you're married, the way he talks to his friends is different than the way he talks to you. Okay? Unless you're like a really cool chick, like JC's super cool. So like I could say whatever I want around her, and she, even if she gets offended, I say, "Why are you getting offended?" And then she stops. You know? Or she says, or this is about as far as it goes. "JT, you're an asshole." That's it. And then it's over with. And we're fine. Now, if she was like super feminazi, we probably wouldn't be dating if she was a super feminazi. Guys, if you're dating a feminazi, dude, just fucking, "Hey, babe, Uber's out front. Gunk. Hey, hey, hon, there's the door. Uber's out front." Dude, that sounds so bad. If people are like listening to this and they're getting offended, sorry, but also I'm not, because it's a joke. So just grow thicker skin. And oh, dude, and then the other person was like, because I called them out for just being sensitive. They're like, "It's not sensitive. Sexual harassment is a serious issue." And I was like, "No shit." Look, if it's sexual harassment, I'm 100% on your side. You know, I'm 100% with you. If you're sexually harassed, I'm backing you 100%. However, if you were drunk at a party and a guy was drunk at a party and you hooked up, you woke up, didn't like that that happened, claim it's sexual assault, no, not on your side. Not at all. Now, if the dude roofied you, yeah, 100% on your side. That dude's a piece of shit, should go to jail. You know, I'm not... I'm pretty reasonable, I think. I think I'm a pretty reasonable guy. But then I said, and I knew, I actually only said this to trigger them, but I said that there, but I believe it too, that there is a percentage of the people that are claiming sexual harassment, sexual assault. Would, I don't get the difference. I mean, assault is just don't do it. You know, how about that? Don't do it. But I said that there are some girls that are saying they were sexually harassed because, like, everybody else is saying it and they want to fit in with that crowd. You know, they want people to feel bad for them. And then the next person was like, "Yeah, that's what it is. Every girl claiming sexual assault is faking it and doing it because it's a fad or the cool thing to do." And I was like, "No, you fucking twat. That's not what I said, okay? I said there are some. Not that all people are doing that." Dude, and it got me. I said it to get them triggered, and then they said it to get me triggered, and it fucking worked. Okay? I don't know if they just want to piss me off, but it worked. You know, man? Like, just be a cool person. That's all. Just be cool. You don't have to just be an asshole to everybody. Just because, like, those, like, far left people, dude, they, if they, if you don't agree with them, you're wrong, no matter what. And I'm stubborn too, but somebody gives me like a good point, like I'm gonna be like, "Okay, you know what? I was probably being an asshole." Even if I don't admit it right away, I will admit it eventually. But I don't know. I just wanted to share that story with you today. Oh, dude, so I was at the gym today, getting my sweat on, you know. Daddy was in the gym with his fucking, I had my joggers on and a hoodie, but I had my gold chain showing, and I had my Kevin Hearts on, my Hustle Hearts, the blues, ooh, with some green Christmas socks. Now tell me that's not disrespectful. Look, dude, Daddy was in the gym, and oh my god, I was just sweating, glistening. Now tell me that ain't sexy. Just kidding, not sexy, because everybody's in the gym sweating. Probably smelled like shit too. Do I care? No. Did I, let me ask you something. Did I wipe any of the machines off? No, I didn't. You know why? I would. But no one else does it, so I'm not going to be the only guy that cleans the gym. You know? Dude, how... That pisses me off. Dude, and no one re-racks their weights either. Dude, if you go to the gym and you don't re-rack your weights, you are a cunt. You know that? You're a piece of shit if you don't re-rack your weights after you're done using them. Oh, it makes me so mad. Makes my blood boil, I think. Oh, but anyway. Dude, it was so bizarre. I see this dude running, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this guy running? He's just running to every machine. And I'm like, whatever. And then he gets on the treadmill, full sprint. I'm like, wow, this guy's really, really pushing it. Then he stops, okay? Turns around and does a full sprint back pedal on the treadmill. And I couldn't take my eyes off because I wanted him to fall so bad. I wanted him to fall, and I wanted him to get a real bad treadmill burn, like on his head or something. And I wanted, here's what I wanted. I wanted to hear him like running backwards, like, and then the treadmill's like, from his feet hitting. That was a stupid sound I made. But I wanted him to hit. I wanted to hear, oh, I want to hear, oh, ah, that's what I wanted to hear. Oh, dude. I was literally watching this guy because I wanted him to fall so bad. I wanted to see this guy fall because he wasn't doing, first off, don't backpedal on the treadmill. Like, just go outside and do it. Second off, if you are gonna, don't sprint. Like, what are you doing? You know? Like, just... what are you doing? Oh, man, it made me so, so aggravated. And for no reason. But then he got off and started running to the fucking machines again. As if the machines are going to disappear within the 5 seconds of you getting off the treadmill after you're backpedaling. Dude, Jesus. I was so mad. I was so mad at this guy. I guess if he was wearing a winter hat, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Sure was. He was wearing, like, tennis shoes, shorts, it's a cold out, don't do that, t-shirt, it's a cold out, whatever, and a winter hat. So, your head was cold, but your legs, fine. It just, oh my goodness gracious. I don't know, man. I get super mad when people do stupid shit. Like, the people... like, you know that dude at the gym that, like, you know for sure he has a star tattooed somewhere on his body? Like, he has it on, like, his pecs? Or, oh, dude, the grossest. Like, the lower ab, like, by your hips, he has 2 stars on each hip. Oh, dude, get out. Go home. Or you know what's worse than that, actually, is the dudes that have the pistols on their hips. The dudes that have the pistols on their hip as if their hip is a holster. Bro. What you doing? What are you doing? When, like, what was going through your head when you got that tattoo? Seriously. What was going through your head when you got the gun tattooed on your hip, like it was a holster, or like a Ed Hardy quote on his fucking rib cage or something? Oh yeah, like Love Kills Slowly, dude. I had that shirt in like 9th grade. I had an Ed Hardy shirt. I thought it was so cool. It was when Jersey Shore was big. Oh, such a douchebag. I had a fucking Ed Hardy shirt. Oh, gross. And then, oh, dude, or he has like, he has like family tattooed on his fucking chest, like he's Dom in Fast and the Furious. He has Mi Familia tattooed on his collarbone. Hey, dude, you know what else is great? Guys that get neck tats that aren't professional athletes. If you're a professional athlete or like, no, if you're a professional athlete, it's super cool, especially if you're a badass. If you're a regular ass dude and you get a neck tat or a face tat, bro, what went wrong in life? Or like those, oh, the dudes that get the tattoos on their fucking skull. Why? That's all. Why? Look, if you're like a dude or a chick and you get like the little tattoo like behind your ear. Okay, I get it. If you get a like the inner lip tattoo, stupid, but it's funny. If you get a face tattoo or a neck tattoo. What's done? You know? I just... I don't know, man. Dude, face tattoos are intense. Have you ever seen a face tattoo that was like, oh, that's cute? No, they're always intense. It's always like a skull or like a crack, like their face cracked. Or the teardrop to let you know that they killed somebody. Or like their gang member got killed. Bro, what? Dude, you want to flaunt that you're in a gang? Or like that you killed somebody? What? Or how about fucking Charlie Manson with the swastika tattooed between his eyes? That's so intense. For sure don't be Charlie Manson though. Or how about this, guys? Don't get face tattoos, eyeball tattoos, neck tattoos. Don't do it. Unless you own your own business, and that business is a tattoo place. That's really the only place I think you could get it. Or you're a professional athlete. Other than that, just don't do it. Oh, yeah. Also today, this is such first world problems. Went to Starbucks. Ordered a Christmas blend. The girl kindly told me they were out of Christmas blend. Asked me if I wanted a Pike brew. Sure don't. You know why? Because it's Christmas time. I want that mocha coffee flavor. Like, that Christmas blend has like that little, like, it's like a super dark chocolate aftertaste, you know what I'm saying? It got coffee on the front end, dark chalk on the back. When it's going down, dark chalk. A little bit of almond milk in that bitch. Bro. By the way, I'm back on keto. Today I didn't eat shit and I'm fine with it. I'm actually super energized today and I don't know why. Because I didn't eat anything. I ate a bag of fucking habanero peanuts. That's it. I think that's it. No, yeah. Dude, that's it. I had those peanuts, and I had a protein shake after the workout. That was all I had. And I'm good to go. It's 9:08. Dude, and I could go for another fucking 3 hours. I might. Who knows, dude? Oh, by the way, guys, quit that other bullshit-ass job. Oh, yeah. I'm out that bitch. I'll let you know what I start next. I have different offers now, you know? Feels good. Feels good to be back on top. I think that's why I'm so energized, actually, because I got out of that job that I didn't want, and now I have a couple different places. I have options, and it just feels good, you know? Whatever. Can we talk? Yeah, we can, because it's my podcast. We're gonna talk UFC 218. First off, okay, so the first fight was Tisha Torres and Michelle Waterson. That fight, dude, was so good. Went the distance. Usually, like, I think they were, what are they? I think they're 115 weight-wise. I think. They're either 115 or 125. But usually those, the smaller chicks, they're either submission or knockout. Or, I mean, decision or submission. Unless it's like Joanna Young Jacek and she just knocks pitches out. Or fucking Thug Rose. Dude, how cool is Thug Rose, by the way? You know when she fought Joanna? When Joanna was yelling in her face at the weigh-in, Rose was saying the Lord's Prayer. What? That's so scary and so intense. Joanna's like talking all this shit directly in her face, putting her fist up to her cheek, and she's just calmly saying the Lord's Prayer. What? Dude, that's some demon shit. And then she goes out there and knocks her out like a badass. Sick. Anyway, Tisha Torres won by unanimous decision, but it was obvious, you know. Oh, dude, how about Eddie Alvarez and Justin Gaethje? Justin Gaethje, I mean, I kind of had Eddie Alvarez on that one just because Justin, like, the way he fights, he just... I don't want to say he doesn't go in there with a plan, but he just wants to brawl, you know? The leg kicks, though, on Eddie Alvarez from just... Oh, my goodness. Eddie Alvarez's leg was purple the whole way up. Like, I think it was his left leg was all purple on the outside. And the one time he kicked him and his knee buckled out, dude, and... From having ACL surgery and seeing a dude's knee buckle out and then he can't put weight on it, all I could think was, fuck. That was a battle. A battle. And then Eddie Alvarez was like, I'm trying to be the most violent motherfucker all night. And then Francis Ngannou was like, okay, check this out. But anyway, dude, that was maybe one of the better fights I've seen all year. Then they messed up. They put Henry Cejudo and Sergio Pettis. They put those two after Eddie Alvarez, and then after that fight, and then after the Tisha Torres fight. What they should have done was put Henry Cejudo, Sergio Pettis first, because that was, I mean, that was a snooze fest. It was a snooze fest. That's all there is to it. And then the Tisha Torres fight, that was awesome. Eddie Alvarez, awesome. And also, well, watching Henry Cejudo and Pettis fight, all I could think of was, oh my God, Overeem Francis Ngannou is next. Can this fight get over with so I could see Francis fighting Overeem? By the way, don't know if you saw this and or if you live under a rock, but Francis Ngannou, I'm kind of at a loss of words. The most violent knockout I have ever seen, ever. That uppercut was so brutal and so violent. He connected with that thing, and it was a light switch for Overeem. The light switch got turned off, and he was just stiff as a board for like a minute, just toes curled, fucking arms locked, just out like a light, dude. For so long, my whole body just tensed up because I thought about it, how brutal that knockout was. And from what I've been reading and hearing from listening to MMA podcasts, Joe Rogan, Brendan Schaub, Stipe Francis January. Yeah. I think January 20th is the MMA or like the UFC, whatever. I don't know why I said MMA. But I think it's January 20th is going to be Stipe Ngannou. Dude, and then how about Ngannou grabbing the mic from Joe Rogan saying, I just want to say that the Libya slave trade, I pardon my language, but fuck racism. Fuck racism. It was like, I for sure fuck racism, but the way he said it, it just was like, oh, buddy, you're not good on the mic, huh? Fuck racism. Okay, so, like, dude, Ngannou is so scary. You know what I mean? He's so scary. I don't know if you know this about Francis, but he was homeless on the street. So anybody, like, in the UFC that cares about fame or has one foot out the door, has a toe out the door, cares about fame or cameo in a movie or a podcast that they got to get on or a TV show they're trying to get on or fucking showing up on SportsCenter or anything like that, you're fighting Francis Ngannou, you better just put that shit on pause. Francis was homeless. He doesn't give a fuck about being on ESPN for a segment. All he cares about is training and becoming champion. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to be the champion of the UFC. He was homeless. Now he's training at that UFC facility in Vegas. And it's like he's training. It's like, okay, Francis Ngannou is basically Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. He just has these machines hooked up to him, and he's just fucking running on a treadmill. And oh, by the way, they measured his punching power. Strongest ever. Like, ever recorded as a punch. Francis Ngannou wins. That's intense. So think about this. He has the strongest. He beat it by, like, 2,000 pounds, like, the past one. I think it was 2,000 pounds. I think it was like 13,004 I forget what the fuck it was. I was just going to give you guys numbers. I was going to just throw numbers out there. I apologize. I don't even know shit. But I know that I saw it and I just, the number's not coming to me. But yeah, he has the strongest punching power ever recorded by a human. Huh? Yeah, by a human, he wins. And you guys might have, like, skeptical eyes on this. Like, yeah, but he's fucking jacked, you know? He's not taking steroids. You want to know how badass Francis is? The dude is scared to take protein powder because he doesn't want to test positive. All natural. And he's the scariest person in the UFC with the most violent knockout I have ever seen in my life. So violent. He's just a violent man. And then it was Max Holloway, Jose Aldo, which, I mean, I guess it wasn't a bad fight, but I didn't really care for it. You know, It wasn't like Connor and fucking Diaz, how you want to see them fight more than once. It wasn't like that. Because the last time it was, I mean, Max Holloway's going to win that fight, I think, every time. I think Jose Aldo, you remember he was talking about, like, going to, like, he didn't he say he was retired or something because they wouldn't give him the Connor fight? And he was like, I'm going to go box. And then he was like, I'm going to go play soccer. So he's clearly not all in. And Max Holloway is all in. Max Holloway seems like he'd be a cool dude to hang out with. Just a fucking Hawaiian badass that just fucking beats people up. And he doesn't really talk too much shit, which is cool. Also with Stipe, I don't know why he's not a bigger name. In Cleveland, okay, Cleveland, we love him, dude. Cleveland supports Stipe so much. Except, dude, it pisses me off when people are like, the Cavs broke the Cleveland curse. If you don't know what the Cleveland curse is, it's like, dude, we haven't had a championship in like fucking, I don't know, it feels like a million years. But like since the world's been around, we haven't had a championship, basically. And so when the Cavs won it in 2016, people were like, the Cavs broke the curse. But Stipe, UFC is like fourth as far as professional sports. I mean, not worldwide, but like in the U.S. I don't know. I feel like for me, it's easily second. I feel like for a lot of people, it's first. I feel like it's either first or they don't really care about it. It's either top three or they don't care. But as far as like paying attention to the UFC, I mean, but dude, Stipe won the fucking title. He is the owner of the Cleveland curse breakage. In my book. That's really all that matters to me, is that it's my book. It's my book, and I'm going to write it the way I want. But what I was saying, I forget what I was saying a little bit. I think I was talking about Stipe, why he should be better, or viewed better. Like I said, Cleveland, he's awesome. I met him one time. It was at the Cavs opener last year. I was like, he was walking with his hood down, or with his hood up, and like his head down. I'm like, Stipe? He's like, what's up, brother? And I was like, he has that froggy voice. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I can't do a Stipe voice. But he's like, what's going on, man? And I'm like, can I get a picture real quick? He's like, yeah, we got to hurry up, though. I got floor side seat or courtside seats for the Cavs game. I'm like, for sure. And he took a little picture with me. And I don't know. It was cool because he didn't just blow it off. But yeah, he should be way bigger. Of a draw. He's a firefighter in Cleveland, okay? A firefighter. He saves people's lives. Oh, and he's the baddest man on the planet. You know? I mean, does it get more American than that? Look, you motherfuckers want to talk about America? This dude's a firefighter, saving motherfuckers' lives, getting cats down from trees, and he's fighting the war on terrorism in the octagon. Do I know what that means? No. But it sounded good when I said it. Yeah, I feel like Stipe deserves a lot more respect than he gets. And he should be a bigger draw. He should be... I just feel like he should be right up there with Brock Lesnar. I get MMA or WWE people are like, dude, Brock Lesnar's fucking sweet. I got it, man. We get it. I like making fun of WWE fans. It's so easy. I don't know if I said this in the last one, but when we saw Joe Rogan, he has a new joke about WWE fans. Oh, it's so good. I can't wait till you guys hear it. I'm not going to give it out, but... it's so good, and it's gonna be on his next special, which I don't know when it's coming. I think he's getting ready to do it, but I don't know when exactly it's coming out. Tom Segura, though, check him out. He has a new special coming out. It's either this month on the 12th or next month on the 12th, and he is fucking amazing. I promise you, if you like my podcast, if you watch Tom Segura's special on Netflix on the 12th, you will laugh. And look, if you listen to this whole podcast for 40 minutes and I didn't make you laugh once, you know what? You're the fucking MVP. You know what I'm saying? In 40 minutes, if I didn't make you laugh or like smile or think, you know what? He's right. At least once. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm going. For real though, you know, I say, just tell one or two friends about the podcast, please. Trying to grow the audience, trying to grow the cult, you know. We're trying to grow this baby. You guys are my Rugrats. No dillos allowed. And until next time, peace.